Blog Talk Radio.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal, and you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable Guy!
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. You now listen to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, Underground Architect of the Universe. I'd like to welcome everybody who's tuning in tonight, live and direct. This is definitely one of the most important shows of our time and era. After the first verse, I'll be bringing on a very special honored guest, some of you who have been listening for almost 5 years. I already know and somewhat familiar with her, but I'm going to introduce to some and reintroduce to others, right? But, as always, you've got to take time and make sure that you're paying the bills, okay? We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me or to join the conversation. Brought to you by Engaging Time Multimedia, okay? And as always, this is a product of WBNN, the mother of our network and the mother of our Hall of Fame now four times, DJ Olesky and producer. Okay, now, what I want to do on tonight's show, this advancement is very important because it takes us back, just like the great legendary group Maze and the front person of this dynamic group from back in the days of none other than Frankie Beverly himself. I mean, you know, when you hear Magic Man talk about sound therapy, you go back to those records. I'm not talking about the CDs and stuff that's being played today, right? And nothing wrong with that. We're talking about during the digital age, right? All of that's all well and good. And trust me, you know, the Magic Man Haru is really going to expound upon the differences between the analog and the digital age in which we're in. Both are needed, but there is some minor differences. In case you don't know, there was a band, okay? When you look at different frequencies, 432 megahertz was actually banned a long time ago. Look it up and do your research, okay? And during that time, not only was the vibration moving in sync with Mother Earth, okay, and the body rhythms that we have on the physical, mental, and the spiritual realm, they knew, the so-called powers to be, they knew they had to stop that. So when we listen to a lot of music by today's standards, the frequency is off. And those of you who know what I'm about to say, the soul people, the original people of this planet Earth, we were naturally gifted with rhythm and coordination, okay? It not only do it resonate with our body and keep our bodies intact, but it makes us in tune with the spiritual world that's actually orchestrated by the mental world and the mental realm, okay? That's why it's very important to be careful of the type of music that you're listening to today that incites violence, that incites, you know, your sympathetic nerves. If you're not careful, you'll be thinking about either hurting yourself or someone else. And actually don't even know why. Why do you wake up feeling a certain way? Why do you wake up all of a sudden everything is going good and a certain song come on the radio and next thing you know, you're full with all kind of envy, jealousy, hate, and all of these petty emotions that can get us, you know, in a state of anger. And before you know it, you've been created a situation that you're not even ready for. Okay? So it's very, very important, all right? Now, we're going to hold off some calls and stuff like that, and before I bring on my very special honored guest, I want you to take time to really reflect on something. Sound therapy is key. Not only is it key for healing ourselves and each other, but go back. There's not a situation that's happening today that didn't, that's previously covered by a lot of the records being in the form of R&B. Or gospel, or even culture music, okay? And sometimes, even if you skip the lyrics themselves, the music itself, you'll be able to touch your soul if you still have it. And like I said the other night on the Women of God, Cintilla Denicia show, definitely take time to not only support her show, but support every show host here at WBNN, because it's very important. All of us are unique in our own way. As individuals, but, you know, when you look at us all together as a whole, I mean, we are supposed to be reckoned with because each one of us brings something somewhat different, but it works in harmony with this entire WBNN network. And I can't thank you enough, listening audience, for not only being with me on my opening night to this night. I have always said, it's always best to catch it live. It's not just the archives. We know that the digital age, sometimes, some things can go missing in action. Especially those of you who knew me for well over 36 years. Long before the digital age, I remember those cassette tapes, man, that sometimes they used to pop, you know, being gifted with being able to communicate with the best of them. As a traveling man, you know, in and out of this country, I like to be able to meet people on one-on-one as well as a group, as well as a collective. I'm at my best, you know, not necessarily, you know, when it comes to testing me, right? But I'm at my best when I'm able to handle things one-on-one. That way, as I always say, it's a do-it-yourself approach. Because that way, no one can fool you. No one can lie to you. No one can mislead you. No one can, like I said earlier, if something comes on the radio, your soul will tell you, that's not what I need to be listening to right now. With the state of the world, you know, you got countries, and definitely keep the countries in a state of prayer and meditation, is because some of the evil beings that have a grip on this planet or took control of this planet, they're doing some of the most evil acts that you can imagine. That's why it's very important as an individual to be able to have your own, hear me clearly, have your own individual experience when it comes to dealing with the divine. And no, I'm not talking against religion, but that's the difference, because religion has separated the individual and us as the children of the Most High or children of Mother Nature and Father Time. Now, if you choose to adhere to that and believe that there's a difference, that's a separation between us as children of the Most High, then you got to keep on keeping on. But I'm here to tell you that's one of the greatest lies that's ever been told. If you can acknowledge and look at yourself in the mirror and realize that the creator of the universe is, let me tell you, because this is the key point, is looking more from the inside out than the outside in. Why do you think the scriptures, all of them, all seven of them, right? Most people only familiar with a few of them, so we'll deal with the basic thing, right? It tells you that he blew into man of his soul, right? And man became a living spirit. So some of you religious people out there, and again, I'm not being critical, you know exactly what the magic man here is talking about. It's time for us to be able to have our own individual experience. And hear me clearly, you can only lean on the understanding of someone else up to a certain degree. The best of the ones that's ever been sent in the world with mentioned you, that's right, the individual you, responsible for your own actions. It was bringing you into the fold of a family member. Some of you out there believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you think what I'm saying is blasphemy, then go back and not only read it, but say the Lord's Prayer out loud. Don't just say it to yourself. He said, our Father, which exists in heaven. Okay? So now, in order for it to be our Father, the Lord and Savior, according to most, Yahshua HaMashiach, right, or Isa El Messiah, or Jesus Christ the Messiah, he's the sent here to be a God, or a person that's up front, to be a high example. And that's the best thing that can be in this day and time. Okay? And again, tonight's advancement is about healing through words and music. Now, you already know, Magic Man Haru is going to do my part. And then I introduce or reintroduce to others my very special honored guest. Okay? Yael, she's going to come on and do her part. We already know that the Hall of Fame four times is also going to do this part. Now, before we take a break, I want you, during this break, is to contact as many people as you possibly can and tell them to listen to this show. It's very important. Okay? Very important. Okay? So now, DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor to take us to the face break, sir.
was down. Through thick and thin, she's been around. And ooh, I'm really glad I found my lady, my lady of magic. Doesn't matter when or where. She always shows me that she cares. My lady, my lady of magic. She's so good. She's proved it time and time and time before. And I think she's special in so many, many, many ways. I'll be her friend forevermore. Always knows when something's wrong. Her smile just helps me move along. To her I dedicate this song. To my lady, my sweet lady of magic.
She's also half of a business that makes precious on me. As a matter of fact, I'm actually wearing one right here on my left wrist, which is something I'm going to get into as we talk tonight. Okay, like I said, I want to introduce to some of you, introduce to others, this outstanding YF. YF,
well, first of all, honey, we can really barely hear you. Whatever you're on, you're muffled. So we'll try to get that together. And as you're trying to get to whatever you're coming or whatever earpiece you're using, you know, it makes your voice sound a little heavy. So we will go to another track real quick. And then as you get that electronic technician together, we got you. Let's go, y'all. I can.
Thank you. Well, all right, now, welcome back, listening audience. Again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. And tonight, I'm going to be introducing to some and reintroducing to others one of our special honored guests, and I am a proud supporter of her work. She took time to become an author, a life coach, and so many things in this day and time. So, Ra'el, unmute yourself and come on and introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Love and light, all. Love and light. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you can hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. What about me? Do you hear me?
You're better. Yes, you're better.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now tonight it's about healing through words and music, okay? And I comprehend to some degree, you know, what's happening, but we got to keep on moving forward because that's the main thing. You got to stay focused, okay? And one of the things that you and I have taught off air, I remember when you came on the last time, and of course, DJ Olasky was doing this thing on the Wheels of Steel with playing the sound therapeutic tracks for us, all of us, to hear. So right off the bat, you know, for some of the people who may not be familiar with you that's calling in for the very first time tonight, just do a brief introduction of your name so they'll be familiar to how to pronounce your name correctly and let them know, you know, briefly about a certain thing that you're aspiring to do, and not just aspiring to do, that you're actually doing for yourself, business-wise, and I know that you got a lot of stuff available for us, okay? So I'm going to put it on pause and give you the microphone.
Fantastic. Thank you so much once again. So, yes, my name is Ra'el. That's R-A-A-W, apostrophe capital E-L. I am a life coach. I also make jewelry with crystals and stones and geodes. In addition, my main job is child welfare specialist with the state of Illinois. And lastly, I am an author and poet, and I generally travel around and do speaking engagements on a variety of subjects from homelessness, trauma, chakras, energy, vibrations, and comedic spirituality. Do you want more than that?
No, you're good. That's absolutely perfect. And I also want to say to the listening audience, I'm a proud supporter. When I tell you, she and her sister, shout out to her sister, and she definitely can pronounce her name a lot better than me, being from the same family. When I tell you, not only do I want y'all to take time, and she'll be giving out her website information, we're going to get into a little bit of the book. And matter of fact, Ra'el, I know we got a
yes.
lot of people that's going to call in tonight. I know that one of the live videos that you did, you was offering a copy of your book, okay? So if you don't mind, would you mind offering a copy of Behind the Door to one of the callers who call in? Matter of fact,
Absolutely.
Let's make it the first caller. The first caller who call in, when I tell you about this book, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, Behind the Door, Facing My Demons and Breaking Free. You know how important that was. Not only did I take time to purchase this book in support of my friend and a sister, but to take time to delve into the book, and that's exactly what it was to me. To me, it was a look in the mirror. And a lot of people have yet to take time to do that. It's very important this day and time. A lot of people have been pretty much programmed, if I can say that, to look outside of themselves, to look at other people to come to their aid. And that is good to some degree, but you have to start individually to be able to face your own problems, or the way that the book put, Facing My Demons and Breaking Free. Because if we don't do it, no one else can. So thank you so much for making that offer. to the people who's listening tonight. And trust me, listening audience, if you are the first caller, when you receive this book, not only will you be able to relate, all of us, whether you're male or female, all of us will take time to relate to certain issues, certain pent-up issues that a lot of us haven't took time to address, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to take another break of that sound therapy with the Hall of Fame four times now. DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Whoa.
Absolutely amazing sound therapy tonight. Hall of Fame four times. Hey, look, Sister Ra L, we actually have caller number one in queue. So caller number one in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Honey. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Doing excellent, always better to hear your tone of voice. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And tonight's advancement is about healing through words and music, okay? Of course, I can do what I do and flip it, but I want you, especially since you've been a sister and Ra'el is a sister, you know, what do healing through words and music mean to you, or have you ever had that personal experience? Because that's what I want people to really, really zone in on, is getting that personal experience.
Actually, I've had a personal experience with healing through music. There's actually some scientific stuff out there. A man named Stephen Halpern has created some music that will balance your chakras, and it will heal your aura, and it has been scientifically proven through Kerlian photography. Kerlian, K-E-R-I-L-I-A-N, is a type of photography, and it can actually show how your chakras go back into balance. And I've experienced that. It is wonderful, and it's very soothing.
Outstanding. Ra'el, this one here is not only a part of WBNN, our great network, but as a sister, how do you feel about what Mo Garman just shared with us?
Oh, I agree 100%. There's a lot of quantitative studies and research that binary beats, and like she said, chakra healing, zen sounds, and things of that nature heal the body, the mind. It soothes you. And it's one of the things that if you had amnesia, if you had loss of memory, the nostalgia, the hearing of certain songs can bring back certain emotions first, actual memory of whatever you've lost. But she's true. What she said is definitely true.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. I love to see sisters get together and interact like that, because that's what divine healing is all about. Like I said last night on the great Angela Thomas Smith show, you know, there's a lot of things that the media and the evil ones have said, especially when it comes to black and brown women, or as I like to say, the original woman of the planet, is to be able to see y'all interact like this and the listening audience to be able to bear witness to it. It literally does the heart good and does the soul good. But Mo Garman, before you go, let the We Will Aware You audience know how they can tune into your show and be supportive of your endeavors as well.
Oh, sure. My next show will be Friday, March the 25th, Breaking the Silence, and we'll be having an interview with Abigail Liv, and our topic will be how untreated trauma impacts relationships.
And thank you so much. And I don't know if you heard the news, but Ra'el, please give her the news before she leaves.
Yes, before you leave, I would like for you to text me at 217-685-0785, and I would like to get your information so that I can mail you out a copy of my book. And, in fact, it is about overcoming trauma. And I just got a certification in understanding vicarious trauma. So understanding trauma bonds and healing through journaling and music. Yeah, I think that's incredible. Come on there.
That's perfect for me. Can you give me your number again? I didn't have a pen at the time, but I do now.
Oh, okay. 217-50785.
Okay, you can expect a text from me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great one.
Man, I'm loving the way tonight's flow is going. Ra'el, we actually have caller number two in queue. So caller number two in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
All right, caller number two. When you press one, that means you want to come on the line, so put you back on ice. Caller number three, you're on the line right now with Hootie Buckatoon, and We Will Wear
Raya.
You.
Caller number 3, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
All right. We'll go to caller number 4 on the line. Caller number 4, you're live right now with Hootie Buckatoon, We Will Wear You.
Hi, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings unto
you as
well.
Peace and blessings, sister. Peace and blessings, brother Hooney.
Well, I know. I was hoping and praying that you would definitely press that one because you have been doing it since you've been a part or even before you came to this network. But since you've been with this network, many of us have been healed through your words. Comforting words, I must say, and encouraging words, okay?
Yes. Well, for me, I'm an author like your guest, and that was the book that I wrote is my first book. But my healing came when I told my story and put my words in poetry. And it was healing for my spirit because the life that I had was traumatized. So that brought my healing and made me stronger. And I'm thankful that I was able to tell that story because a lot of people hold their pain inside of them. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask your guests, are you a first-time author or have you written other books also?
That's a great question. Everything you said is I am that. I am a poet. I've written 2 self-published poetry books, and this is my autobiography, which I would love to send you a copy as well. And I'm in the midst of simultaneously writing 3 books at this time.
Wow. So when you wrote your first book, did you have any idea that you would continually write?
I did. I've written since I was a little girl. Actually, like you, Behind the Door, Facing My Demons, and Breaking Free is a collection of my memoirs, my journals. You know, people call those things back in the day your diary. And so I just, like you, I just wanted to go inward and deeper in myself so that I can go, you know, show up and rise higher externally. And like you said, until we unpack that stuff and take some of that weight off and demonstrate forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, forgiving perpetrators, and forgiving when we sometimes blame the creator because we don't understand why, we don't have the answer to why. And once we accept the things we cannot change and change the things we can be free to love ourselves so we can be free enough to love someone else. So that's what my book is about. It's that journey. And then it's exiting those old doors and striving not to repeat those old things and just living freely. So, yeah, that's for sure. That's where I am.
All right. Thank you so much. And I would love your book, and also I will send you mine.
Excellent. So let me give you the number. It's 217-685-07. You need to get a pen?
Wait just a minute. Okay, I got it.
You ready?
217.
Yes, 217-685.
685.
07 07 85 85.
Yes, and I'm thank you so much. I'm Sister Bessie. I'm a fellow host. I'm part of the family, and I should be on maybe April 4th. I'm not sure, but I'm enjoying your show, and Brother Hooney, you are always bringing it. And you know I love you, brother. And I love your guest.
Love you, too. Love you, too, Mother Sister Bessie. All right, we're going to keep the callers rolling. Ra'el, the phone lines is going to lighten up tonight. So the next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Brother Hooney, this is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, the woman of God, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying your guest on tonight. How are you?
Thank you.
Yes, I'm enjoying this.
Time. Thank
right,
you.
So,
I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this is a much-needed topic, much-needed conversation, because our people need to heal. They need to. We need to truly understand that hindrance keep us moving it with the ego and moving in the attitude and keep us from operating in love. So thank you for allowing us to heal on tonight. So thank
yes.
you so much.
You were doing that last night on your show with the sisters, and shout out to each one of them that came on. And again, congratulations on your show. Before you leave, you know, let We Will Aware You audience know how they can be supportive of your show and some of your other endeavors, okay?
So, of course, my show was last night. I'm always the day before Hooney. You can support me by following me on Linktree, Queen of Collaborations. I truly love to collaborate. I truly believe that I am my brother and my sister's keeper. We have to have each other's back. If we don't support each other, who will? It's been proven that no one is. So we got to understand that it's us or nothing. So I'm here. I'm loving this show tonight. So thank you, Brother Hooney, for doing all that you do. I tell you, like Sister Bessie said, you always bringing it. So thank you for all you do.
You're very welcome, and thank you as well. Definitely couldn't do it without the feminine energy, especially with one of the greatest of our time, yourself included, but my very special honored guest, Ra'el. So, Ra'el, what we're going to do is we're going to take another break while other callers, you know that you're more than welcome to come on and introduce yourself and interact with our very special honored guest tonight on We Will Aware You. So, DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
Now I'm able to get along. I know the difference.
Welcome back. We were the way you're listening, audience. Man, I'm really enjoying it, and the Hall of Fame four time is really digging in the crates tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, welcome back. We were the way you're listening, audience. And, Ra-El, we have another caller in queue. So, caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Brother Huni Bak Atun. I know you know who this is.
Yes, indeed, the comet. How you doing tonight,
Absolutely.
Sir?
How you doing this evening, brother?
Always much better to hear your tone of voice and when you let We Will Aware You come on and for them to be able to have the opportunity to hear your tone of voice as well. And listening audience, I'm going to take time to set this one up myself. This young man here, I've been a part of this network for almost 5 years and actually been in the grind for well over 36 years in counting. This young man here is a traveling man. I have met many people like I met the great Ra-El, my special honored guest tonight. But this young man here is not only offering divine healing to ourselves here at the network as well as the listening audience worldwide, okay? How do you feel about healing through words and music, sir?
Listen, this is an outstanding show tonight. It's an inspiration to me. I'm really enjoying you and your honored guests offering up these words of wisdom to all of us. As you know, it's sorely and badly needed. And I'm just really excited to hear you guys talking about this tonight, to talk about healing and transformation and inspiring other people. So I'm enjoying the show as usual. You're just doing what you do. But I have some other important news for you, Huni.
What's that?
I got some other important news. Are you sitting down or standing up or lying down?
All right, look, don't make me break out and do the ghost holy now. You know, I know how Magic Man get down now.
I want to congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever elect Huni Bak Atun on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 76th all time and second consecutive with the Darling Lawrence Championship. How do you like that, sir?
Man, that is outstanding, and what a divine blessing you are to share that great news. Before you go, I want you and the special honored guest to at least, you know, interact with each other, but let the listening audience know how they can be supportive of you and your show and your endeavors as well, okay?
Yes. My show is the Know Your Right Show with Tara Strength. My next show will be on next Tuesday, the 15th, on Blog Talk Radio, of course. And, yes, we're going to have a good time, hopefully.
Oh, no doubt. Ra-El, this young brother here, I definitely want y'all, while it's live and being recorded live and direct, man, I want y'all to at least, you know, speak directly. I know he spoke, but I definitely want him to hear your tone of voice as well, okay?
Excellent. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that he's the first brother on the show, and I would love to offer him actually a handcrafted piece at no cost to him. I would like to send him a piece of jewelry that I've crafted. Just
oh, wow.
For calling in, I would like to send that to him.
I'm honored.
Okay, cool. Let me give you the way in order for you to get that piece. Well, first of all, I don't think I even mentioned, any of you guys who are listening can find me at rael.com. That's R-A-A-W-E-L.com. That's my name, rael.com. But you, my friend and brother, you can call me at 217-685-0785 so that I can get your mailing address. And I'm not sure if it's amethyst or onyx or citrine that you might be interested in, but just having a brief conversation with you and sending you something as a peace offering and a friendship bracelet, I think that would be a blessing to you.
Absolutely. I would love it. I could wear it on my shows.
Okay,
I really
there we
appreciate-
go. So I just kind of want to tie this back into healing, and we were talking about music and healing, and I'm an author, and so we were pretty much talking about my book, and I want to say that writing and journaling, we cannot get away from that. We should not get away from that. We're into a hyper technology, you know, age, information age, but going back to reading and understanding and understanding ourselves through writing is very important. And actually, that's where our ballads, that's where our music, you know, come from. We have the sound and we have the lyrics. And so they come together like cereal and milk, if you will, like gas to a car. And so it's important to tie those two components together, because together those things are love and life. They're healing.
Absolutely amazing, I tell you. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
You guys
are
speaking.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead and speak. Okay, I don't know if you're going to read it or not. Yeah, I think y'all were speaking to each other, and I interrupted, so I wanted to take time to pause. I think Ra-El had just got through saying something. I didn't know if you wanted to respond to what you just said.
No, I couldn't agree more. It's part of what I actually try to do on my show, on the pre-shows with the music I play, to create a vibe, to set the stage for us to talk about some of the things that we talk about on my show. That's the whole purpose of the type of music that I play and what I choose, to put the audience in a certain state. So I absolutely understand what she's saying. She's right. There is a connection.
Yes, yes. And one thing is for sure, I don't care where we go on this planet, to any continent, there's going to be some type of a music, there's going to be music, there's going to be a vibe, there's going to be instruments. And so that's universal. That's love. Love is universal. Some of those things we cannot come away from. We might like a different type of hip-hop or country or bluegrass or heavy metal,
but music is universal. And again, it's healing. It's in all areas of our life. It's in the transformation or homegoing of people, birthday celebrations, anniversaries, just cleaning your house when you got good jazz playing while you're cleaning. Man, it's just something about music.
Well, you know what? It's the sonic transmutation of energy is what it is.
Yes, yes, I concur. Yes.
We are all, so music can rearrange our molecules. So it's very, very powerful. It's a way of communicating. It's a way of healing. It does all of that because we are all energy, and music is a transmutation of energy.
Yes, and I shared on the last show that Dr. Kyoto did an experiment. I don't know if you saw it or anyone who's tuning in and listening to this, you can go and Google it, and you can actually watch it on YouTube, where he used water and he played different types of music to water and froze the water. And the music that had the most calm, 432 hertz, I don't know if he even talked about the hertz, that they formed beautiful crystal-like flakes, and music that had harsh heavy metal or negative lyrics to it, it formed into a clump. It didn't even form into a pattern. And since our bodies are made up of 70-plus percentage of water, when we consume water like we should and stay hydrated, the music affects us. The types of music we listen to affects us. And so it's so important to be careful what we take into our vessels.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you again so much for stopping in and chatting with me. I really do appreciate it.
Man, outstanding so far. I love the way y'all interact. And listening audience, I'm quite sure you're enjoying it as well. What we're going to do is take another break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement, okay?
Thank you.
Well, all right now. Welcome back. We were the way you listening to the audience. You have been listening to the soundtrack of our lives presented to us by the cousin of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, DJ Oleski, and producer. You know, matter of fact, I was going to share something with y'all, but I'm going to make y'all wait on the legendary Frankie Beverly and Maze, I'm telling you. So you definitely want to stay tuned for the rest of the show and listen to what I have to say about that. Very, very soulful. Now, Ra-El, we actually have another caller in queue. The next caller in queue, what's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Acapal L. Say.
Hey, Islam, Wakadus, Barakatu. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Peace, love, and life.
Excellent.
gratitude for allowing us to have this option to come on today and listen to the show. It's quite powerful, so I'm very grateful.
Well, we're grateful for you for calling in, and I definitely want you and my special honored guest to interact. How is Almighty Bamboo, your husband? How is he doing tonight?
Oh, he's great. He turned in for the night. He has to get up early in the morning. You know, we own our own business, so he has a couple of clients that he has to deal with in the morning. So he's off to bed already.
Yeah, I comprehend, and I'll be bringing you or both of y'all on We Will Aware You Too coming real soon. So definitely let him know that the Magic Man Haru sends divine love and blessings. Before you go, share with the listening audience some of the great works and what you're doing. I know you're into music yourself, and you did mention you have your own business. So share that with the listening audience, please.
Yes. We released an album last year. We've been in the music for over 20 years. My husband is a producer, and we both work together in what we do in our art. I'm also an artist, and I just also wrote a book, too, called Om Shanti Om, Call of the Cosmos. I work as a activist in the community against police brutality and racial injustice. We do a lot of work with the youth as well. We own a construction company, so what we do often is bring the youth in and allow them to work with us so that they can inherit trades. We teach them to go out and build businesses, not work for anybody but themselves. So we do a couple of things currently right now. We're into purchasing land so that we can build our community stronger and have a place of sanctuary. So, yeah, that's a little bit about what we do.
Outstanding. Sister Ra-El, how do you feel about what our sister sharing with us tonight?
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely fabulous. Yes, entrepreneurship is definitely something that we must teach this generation. I'm a single mother of four sons and four grandsons. Two are college graduates with bachelor's degrees, and two are entrepreneurs. And at Ra-El.com, I also do a girls group where I work with youth females age 6 to 26, teaching them a variety of etiquettes and entrepreneurship. And my day job, as I mentioned earlier, is I'm a child welfare specialist, and I'm into prevention. Sometimes kids or families get called into the hotline for safety issues. And so I'm the person that goes in for prevention so that they won't have to come into care or anything of that nature. And so, yes, it is so important that we lead by examples and we teach them something we may not have gotten when we were coming up. And so tying all that in, yes,
tying all that into music, young people love music. So I'm a conscious hip-hop artist and poet, and so I don't do any of the negativity or whatnot, but I'm teaching the young people to use literature in a powerful way for healing again. Tying it all back into healing is what I do. And I want to correct something. Audience that's listening, I was talking earlier about and you may be familiar with this, a doctor who did an experiment on water, and I pronounced his last name Kimoto, which is Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, and this doctor Masaru Emoto, and he did the experiment about the water. And so these are things we can teach the youth. We can teach them STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and teach them how to use these things to make money in and of themselves, in real estate, in technology, in graphic design, in YouTube videos, in graphic, you know, the things that we may have missed. So I absolutely love it. Honor to you.
Thank you. We opened up a community center a few years ago, and because we're a sovereign nation, I'm Dakota Nation, we are able to open up schools. So in our community center, we went and opened up a school called No Borders and No Ceilings, because it all went back to the earth. Where we went back into the communities and the students that were of melanated black and brown. I don't like to use the word black and brown. I don't like to separate us, but the aboriginal children that were failing in the school system, we went in and we took them from the school system and put them into our school and started teaching them supreme consciousness, higher supreme learning. And then part of this learning, we were giving them the opportunity to understand self-love, awareness, how important it is to be able to build as engineers, as musicians. And a lot of times we put music into our educational learning at that time, because music is the most important thing. That's why my book is called Om Shanti Om, because Om is actually the sound, you know, sound of life. So
yes,
it was a powerful learning experience for all of us, because it was one of the first schools that we opened. And now what we're doing by buying these lands and starting to build on these lands, it's giving us the opportunity so that we can have a sovereign nation and come back and get our children that are failing in the communities. You know, the school system is not built for our students. Our students live on a different frequency. They're not on a frequency that the school could understand. And we say that all the time. Most of them are failing because the teachers don't understand the frequency that they vibe on. So they'll never make it in the school systems of, you know, the United States or this nation. So it's very imperative that we come together as a unit to bring that opportunity for these students. And that's the future of our seven generations, most definitely.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me where you are.
I'm sorry, say one more time.
What state are you in?
Currently we're in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. My parents have a timeshare. I don't know. Their timeshare is in Tampa. What part of Florida are you in?
We're off the coast, kind of by Miami.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So I would love to share my information with you as well. Like the sister said earlier, I'm all about collaboration. I don't mind either Zooming or flying down in person to roll up my sleeves, to be a part of what you're doing, to be a guest there, to speak to your youth in person. And we definitely have to do some deprogramming and unlearning. So I'm right there on the same frequency with you.
I would love that. That's something that we would love. I feel right now that we're in a time where the women have to rise into position, no offense to our brothers at all, but it's time for us women to unify and come together as mothers, as sisters, to bring the power back to our nation. You know, that saying, there is no nation that rises higher than the woman. So I'm all for that, especially in these times that we're headed towards. We need to unify.
Okay, great.
That's absolutely
great.
Perfect. Good to see y'all interact, and I will be bringing you back along with your husband, okay? So peace and divine blessings. Thank you so much for taking time to call in and sharing some of yourself tonight, and we're definitely going to talk offline. All right, at this point in time of the show, Ra'el, I want you to share your website and, again, your phone number, your business number, or whatever, so how people can contact you and support you to not only the lip service, but take time to put our money where our mouth is, okay? And that's talking about our pocketbooks and our wallets as well. It's good to receive certain things that's free, like some of the divine gifts that you gave out tonight, but we know freedom isn't free, okay? And you took time to put your thoughts, your energy into your craft, and you deserve to be compensated for that, okay? I know you get some type of compensation, you know, when someone receives something from you in the form of a gift, but it all comes down to us supporting ourselves and each other. So take time to do that in your final thoughts, and then I'm going to bring the Hall of Fame four-time on for his closing remarks.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having me here. Thank you for all who tuned in, and I mean tuned in and got some understanding. I appreciate you guys. I can be reached at 217-685-0785. My website is rael.com. That's my name, R-A-A-W-E-L. And I am a life coach, a business owner, a poet, an author, a mom, and a lover of humanity. So once again, thank you for having me, and I hope to come back again. And anyone who has a show who likes to collaborate, I'm your sister. You can find me at one of those connections, and my platforms on Facebook is my name, Ra'el Ware. Just Google my name. You'll find me out there.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for making long-awaited return here on Wheel of Way. So, with no further ado, the Hall of Fame four-time, DJ Olasky and producer.
Well, first of all, Ra'el, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois.
All right. The capital of the great state of Illinois. Ain't that something? Well,
yes.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for being a guiding light tonight on this WBNN station, and sharing your gift tonight, being able to say, hey, I'm going to give my works to you for you to be able to understand the world and me at the same time. And that's very, very important. And you're one of the few guests that's ever really done that. And I've been here for almost 10 years. I can count on two hands, you know, that type of presentation. So I want to thank you so much for honoring us tonight and, you know, being a part of this outstanding and storied network.
Hey, I'd like to send you a gift, too. I would love for you to give me your address. Let me send you a couple of things in the mail for all that you do over there, for being a divine connection as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will get your information after the show. I'm definitely going to friend you on Facebook. That's very, very important. And, you know, I got somebody that want to come on real quick to talk, and they're going to be real quick, okay? Caller, you're on.
Hey, what's up? Yo, what's up, Hootie? I'm on the sub, man. It got to be loud. I just came for the daggone Sixers game, and the daggone people lost. But I just want to say, oh, my God. Lady, you keep killing the game. I got people talking in the background. It's going to the computer. And holler at your bull, because I don't want to make no more noise.
Right. There you go. And that person I'm going to bring up in a few minutes. But first of all, Ra'el, thank you so much, and we will get a chance to – I might get a chance to instant message you tonight after I take care of my outstanding abilities and get a chance to see your face, and we get a chance to see each other eye to eye. So I'm going to like you on Facebook, you liked me back very, very quickly, and then we'll get a chance to talk tonight after the program. And, of course, I want to thank all the people that count not robbery to understand what WBNN is all about. And congratulations to the International Internet Radio Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, the 2018 and 2020 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the WBNN Host of the Year, Mr. Honey Bakerton. More can I say that WBNN is advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And also at Facebook, Ola Delinda Lay Wayne Goes. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. That goes with my and gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting, Producing, and Disc Jockey Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola W. Malay Ringozi, saying goodnight and goodbye to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the constant basis. Join us and in for tomorrow's programming, Too Thorough, by your true friend, Will of God, at WBNN 930 Eastern Standard Time. Also, listen at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end the programming tonight, again, with the aforementioned greatness of the magic man, Haru, Honey Bakerton. The mic is yours for the next 3 minutes in the program.
All right, let me see if I can do this. Thanks again to my very special honored guest. Thank you to the people that have been on this journey with me for almost 5 years. I thank each and every one of you. Thank you to all new listeners who tuned in to tonight's show, which is evident in tonight's championship. So I thank each one of you individually and all of us as a whole collectively, okay? I also want to shout out a brother who's running for governor for the state of Georgia, and his name actually is President Bodie, a strong brother, man of God, and he's going at it, okay? So shout out to President Bodie, who's going for the office of governor for the state of Georgia. Get out. You need to be a part of everything. Shout out to my sister of faith of the Prison Ministries Miracle, Miriam Canty, also of ATL. All right, now bringing this to a close, the Hall of Fame four-time highlighted one of the greatest artists of our time. When I tell you this particular artist, and not to take away from any of the artists from the OJs, I had the honor of seeing Charlie Wilson in person, and trust me, 77 years, he's still doing it. Now, when it comes down to the great Frankie Beverly, I remember being back living in Brooklyn in the 70s, and we used to have these block parties, okay? And I'm telling you, Frankie Beverly and Maze was in heavy rotation during that time. Not only did we have unification with each other, there was no difference, okay? When the Puerto Ricans came together, people that was in and out from the mother continent to the father continent, even over here in the shores of America, we would block those parties off, the old and young. I mean, we would share food and music, and I'm telling you, Mr. Franklin Beverly, not only did he start the party off with some of the greatest hits of our time, like Joy and Pain, but I'm here to tell you, some of you know exactly what Magic Man is talking about. There was a song that he had, Before I Let Go. If that song wasn't played many times throughout a block party, go back. Some of you know exactly what Magic Man is speaking about. Those were the best of times. Those were the times that we was able to come together and share everything from our food to our thoughts, and we became protectors and providers of our own neighborhoods, ourselves, and each other. As always, I give thanks to all and all, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, Magic Man Haru, if we will aware you, will return Thursday evening from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.